Right now at 2 a.m., a terrified parent is, you know, sitting in the dark, just typing their toddler's symptoms into Google.
Yeah, we've all been there. It's a highly vulnerable moment.
Exactly. But in that exact moment, they aren't actually looking for a doctor yet. They're looking for a digital signal of trust.
Right. They want reassurance first.
And if you are a medical professional, a clinic administrator, or even just someone fascinated by how our online behavior dictates our offline reality, you really need to internalize this. If your clinic isn't the first thing that pops up on that parent's screen, you do not exist.
They're just completely invisible.
Yeah. That traditional, you know, neighbor leaning over the fence, word of mouth medicine, it is completely dead.
Well, I'd say the mechanism of how we build and transfer medical trust, it hasn't vanished, but the venue has completely relocated.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. The entire nervous system of patient acquisition has moved. It's moved from the physical community directly to the digital search bar.
And exploring that new nervous system is the mission of our deep dive today. We are unpacking a highly compelling blueprint from Dr. Rise, which is a leading healthcare digital marketing agency based in Hyderabad.
And they've laid out a really precise guide on healthcare SEO search engine optimization for doctors and clinics.
Right. They break down everything from AI-driven search to ultra-specific local mapping. Okay, let's unpack this. Because reading through these sources, the sheer scale of this psychological shift is just staggering to me.
It really is a massive behavioral change.
We've taken the most human, vulnerable experience, being sick and needing help, and we're basically handing the initial triage over to a search algorithm.
We have to start by analyzing the mindset of the modern patient here. If you're listening to this and, you know, looking at your own clinic's website right now, you might be assuming that your pristine physical waiting room is your first impression.
Oh, I'm sure most doctors think that.
Right, but it isn't. The data in the Dr. Rise guide shows that 75% of patients now use search engines to find healthcare providers.
Wait, 75%?
Yeah, 3 out of 4 people. And crucially, the vast majority of those patients, they never scroll past the first page of Google results.
That's that digital invisibility I was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be the most talented orthopedic surgeon in the entire state, but if you're on page 2 of the search results,
you are a ghost. You don't exist to them.
Because the patient journey no longer begins when they walk through your glass doors.
Exactly. The journey begins in bed, staring at a smartphone screen in the dark. Patients are actively researching specialists online long before they ever pick up a phone to call the front desk.
Yeah, they are obsessively comparing qualifications, parsing through, you know, patient reviews, and rigorously evaluating the tone and authority of clinic websites.
All during a highly critical, highly vulnerable research phase.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me, though. If patients are going down these midnight WebMD rabbit holes and constantly self-diagnosing, aren't local clinics just fighting a losing battle against misinformation?
It definitely feels that way sometimes.
Right. Like, why should a local independent pediatrician in Hyderabad, or Houston for that matter, spend resources trying to outrank massive medical wikis or symptom checkers? Doesn't intercepting those anxious patients put an impossible burden on a local practice?
What's fascinating here is it is a massive burden, yes. But trying to outrank WebMD on general medical definitions isn't actually the goal.
Oh, it's not.
No, the goal is intercepting local intent. What the Dr. Rise methodology highlights is a fundamental power shift. In the past, the doctor held all the information and the patient just sort of showed up.
You just trusted whatever they said because they had the white coat.
Exactly. Today, patients demand localized evidence of expertise before they are willing to yield their trust to anyone nearby.
Makes sense.
So if a patient searches for, say, knee pain causes, sure, a wiki might show up. But when that same patient searches for best knee specialist near me because they are ready to take action,
a local clinic must be visible.
Right. If you aren't providing educational, patient-friendly medical content that addresses their specific anxieties at the local level, you automatically lose that patient to a competitor down the street who did.
It's forcing medical practices to prove they have a good bedside manner before the patient has even booked an appointment.
That's a great way to frame it.
And Google is essentially the gatekeeper holding the clipboard, evaluating which clinic gets to meet the patient.
And Google takes that gatekeeper role incredibly seriously. In the search algorithm, healthcare websites fall under a highly scrutinized category known as YMYL.
Let's break that down, because I saw that in the source material and it feels critical.
Yeah.
YMYL.
It stands for your money or your life.
Wow. Okay. Why does Google treat a doctor's website differently than, say, a local bakery's website?
Well, the algorithm is actually programmed to recognize the real-world stakes of the search query. If Google serves up outdated information about a pizza place, you know, you get a bad dinner.
Right, minor inconvenience.
But if Google serves up a fraudulent or incompetent medical clinic, it could ruin your life or end it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the stakes are completely different.
Therefore, the search engine applies exponentially higher standards of expertise and credibility to healthcare websites than it does to an e-commerce store. It is mathematically designed to suppress unverified medical claims.
So if patients are making these high-stakes decisions at midnight from their phones, that means the physical waiting room is totally irrelevant to their first impression. The search bar is the new waiting room.
Yeah, the guide explicitly positions Google as the first point of contact. For most patients today, the search engine is the new front desk.
Think about what that actually means for a clinic. I mean, imagine having a receptionist who never sleeps, never takes a lunch break, never gets flustered, and can hand out 1,000 customized detailed brochures simultaneously at 2 a.m. while the physical clinic is pitch black and locked up.
That is the perfect analogy. That is your organic search presence.
And just like a human receptionist, if your digital receptionist is unhelpful, slow, or, you know, gives the wrong address, the patient just walks away.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, a physical clinic's operational hours are strictly limited, maybe 9 to 5.
Right.
But medical anxiety doesn't adhere to business hours. The sudden realization that you need to book a dentist for a cracked tooth, that strikes at all hours.
Oh, usually on a Sunday night when everything's closed.
Right. So if your digital architecture isn't functioning flawlessly to capture that intent, you are bleeding potential patients.
The Dr. Rise Guide outlines a remarkably holistic approach to building this digital receptionist. They emphasize that it's not just having a basic website with a phone number slapped on it.
No, not at all.
They are talking about an integrated ecosystem, like Google Ads, social media marketing, web design, and crucially, the Google Business Profile.
Which is huge. For many medical practices, the Google Business Profile actually generates more direct phone calls than the website itself.
Because it's the map. When you type pediatrician into your phone, the very first thing you see isn't a list of blue links. It's a map with 3 local clinics, their star ratings, whether they are open right now, and a giant button that says call.
Healthcare is inherently local. When a patient is in pain, they aren't searching for the best doctor in the world.
No, they want the best doctor near them.
Exactly. The intent behind searches like dentist near me or pediatrician in Jubilee Hills is incredibly high. These are not casual browsers reading about dental hygiene.
Right. These are people with a credit card or an insurance card in hand, ready to book right now.
And the guide uses their own agency to show just how precise this local targeting needs to be.
Oh, yeah. This part was fascinating. To prove their local visibility, Dr. Rise lists their own address in the text, and it is hyper-specific.
Very specific.
They don't just say Hyderabad. They list, let me take the notes, they list Metro Pillar number A689, JNTU Metro Station, 3rd floor, Dr. Atmaram Estates, beside Sri Brahmaramba Theater, Hyder Nagar. I mean, that is pinpoint, turn-by-turn accuracy.
And that level of granular local citation is vital for SEO. If a search engine can confidently verify exactly where a business is, down to the nearest metro pillar or theater, it feels much more confident serving that clinic's profile to a user standing half a mile away.
But you don't just, like, type that address on your homepage and hope Google figures it out, right?
No, this requires something called local medical schema implementation.
Okay, let's stop there. Local medical schema. That sounds incredibly dense.
Yeah.
What is that actually doing on the back end of a website?
So think of schema markup as a secret translator hidden in your website's code that speaks directly to Google's bots.
Okay, a translator.
Yeah. When a human looks at a website, they see the words Dr. Smith, orthopedist, Jubilee Hills.
Right.
But when a search bot looks at normal text, it just sees a string of letters. It has to guess what those words mean in context.
So it doesn't inherently know Dr. Smith is a human being who fixes bones.
Exactly. But when you implement medical schema, you are wrapping that text in a specific code language that tells the bot, unequivocally, this specific text represents a licensed medical professional. This text represents their exact latitude and longitude. And this text represents the specific medical procedures they are authorized to perform.
Wow, so you remove all the guesswork for the algorithm.
You do. When you make it mathematically easy for Google to understand exactly what and where you are, it rewards you with visibility.
But getting the bot to understand you is really only half the battle. What happens when the patient actually clicks the link? The guide puts a huge emphasis on technical SEO and something called Core Web Vitals.
Oh, this is critical.
Like, if I'm a patient trying to find an emergency dentist and the clinic site takes 10 seconds to load on my phone or the buttons are, overlapping, I'm hitting the back button immediately.
Which mathematically hurts your ranking. Core Web Vitals are essentially the physics of your website.
The physics.
Yeah. How fast does it load? Does the layout jump around while it's loading? Is it responsive to a mobile screen? A slow load time isn't just an annoyance to the patient. It alters the search bot's ranking decision because it signals a poor user experience.
And going back to that YMYL concept, your money, or your life, Google, definitely doesn't want to send an anxious, vulnerable person to a broken, frustrating website.
Exactly. A technically optimized website reduces friction for someone who is likely already stressed. Subconsciously, when a site loads instantly and the architecture is clean, it tells the patient, "We are professional, we respect your time, and we have our house in order."
You are establishing credibility before they have even read a single word of your content.
Yes.
So what does this all mean? We know 75% of patients are searching online. We know the Google Business Profile and local schema get you on the map. We know fast loading speeds keep them from bouncing. But how do you actually convince them to pick up the phone and book the appointment?
That is the big question.
The guide gives a very definitive answer to this. It says the answer is trust. Trust is the ultimate currency in healthcare. I mean, think about the last time you looked up a service. If the website was broken or lacked real bios, didn't you immediately bounce? Now imagine that service is for your own health.
Right. Everything we have discussed so far, the technical SEO, the map pins, the loading speeds, those are just the vehicles that deliver the patient to your digital front door. Trust is the only thing that gets them to walk inside.
But how do you prove something as subjective as trust to a cold mathematical algorithm? I mean, an algorithm can't feel comforted by a doctor's warm smile in a photograph.
No, it can't. But this raises an important question. How does the bot measure trust? The algorithm uses proxies for trust, wrapped up in a framework called EEAT.
EAT, what is that?
That stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. Search engines look for immediate credibility signals built directly into the page.
Like what?
They look for detailed doctor biographies that verify credentials. They check if your medical content was actually reviewed and authored by a licensed professional.
Oh, so you can't just have an intern write a blog post about heart surgery.
Definitely not. They also check for HTTPS security. Is the site encrypted to protect sensitive patient data? And they evaluate the volume, frequency, and sentiment of authentic patient reviews across the web.
The guide also emphasizes publishing educational content like treatment guides, disease awareness articles, or, procedure explanations.
Yes, content builds authority.
If a clinic is answering common patient questions on their blog before the patient even has to ask, that seems like a massive trust signal.
It builds a library of authority. If a clinic publishes a comprehensive, highly accurate guide on preventing sports injuries, it continues to deliver organic traffic and lower patient acquisition costs long after the initial optimization work is done. It proves expertise to both the patient and the bot.
I noticed the Dr. Rise guide makes a very pointed note about ethical healthcare marketing, too. It stresses avoiding misleading claims and promoting transparency.
Which is paramount.
Now, obviously, that's just the right thing to do morally, but in the context of this blueprint, it feels like they are framing ethics as a literal SEO strategy.
Because it absolutely is an SEO strategy. Healthcare marketing must comply with strict medical advertising standards. You cannot promise miracle cures just to get a higher click-through rate.
Right. People will catch on.
Exactly. If you make an absurd claim, users will eventually realize it and bounce back to the search results immediately.
Which tells Google your site isn't answering their query.
And your rankings plummet. Furthermore, if you violate healthcare advertising guidelines, you risk severe penalties not just from medical boards, but from the search engines themselves.
Wow.
Ethical marketing strengthens long-term credibility, which protects your professional reputation, which in turn signals to the algorithm that you are a safe, authoritative, YMYL compliant choice.
We also have to talk about the elephant in the room that the guide brings up, which is AI search optimization.
Yeah, things are changing fast.
Search isn't just a list of blue links anymore. If I search for symptoms of a torn meniscus, and AI is synthesizing an answer for me right at the top of the page now. How does a clinic optimize for an AI that is basically doing the reading for the patient?
This requires a fundamental shift in how content is structured. AI doesn't just read a single web page in isolation, it reads the relationship between pages. To remain visible in an AI-driven search environment, clinics need to build what are called topic clusters.
Okay, what does a topic cluster actually look like in practice?
So instead of having one long rambling blog post about knee pain, you create a structured web of information. You have a central hub page about knee injuries, then you have spoke pages linking out from it, one on surgical options, one on physical therapy, one on local specialists in Hyderabad.
I see.
You use structured data and incredibly clear, frequently asked questions. The AI is looking for entities and relationships to formulate its synthesized answers.
So if your content is messy, you're out.
Exactly. If your content is thin, unstructured, or lacks that EEAT authority we talked about, the AI simply ignores your clinic and pulls information from a competitor who organized their data better.
You are basically spoon-feeding the AI so it can spoon-feed the patient.
That's it. You are making your expertise machine-readable. Whether it's a traditional algorithm or a generative AI, the goal is the same. Be present, be helpful, and be the most trustworthy source of truth when a vulnerable person is looking for answers.
It really reframes how you have to view a website. It is not an online brochure that you build once and just forget about. It is a living, breathing extension of the medical practice. It is the very first interaction of the modern doctor-patient relationship.
It's a long-term investment that builds a sustainable patient acquisition system. Unlike paid advertising, where the moment you stop paying, your visibility instantly vanishes.
Right, the faucet just turns off.
Exactly. But a properly optimized digital presence continues to generate trust and appointments around the clock.
So, to synthesize the journey we've taken through this Dr. Rise blueprint today, the intimate word-of-mouth referral hasn't disappeared. It is just digitized and moved to page one of Google.
Precisely.
By utilizing hyperlocal SEO, implementing schema markup so the boss understands you, building EET-compliant medical content, and ensuring your site's core web vitals are flawless, medical practices can turn search engines into their most reliable 24/7 receptionist.
The foundational principle here is that trust is the ultimate currency, and your digital footprint is the mint where you create it.
But that brings us to a final thought I want to leave you with, something that pushes beyond even what we've unpacked today. We've spent this whole time talking about how to optimize your clinic's website so that humans trust it and AI search bots can read it.
Right.
But as AI search evolves into autonomous agents, where the AI evaluates your trust signals, mm-hmm. parses your schema, and eventually just books the appointment directly with your scheduling software on behalf of the patient.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
Does the traditional human-facing clinic website eventually become entirely obsolete? If the AI is making this decision for the patient based on raw data, who are we actually building these websites for in the future?
It really forces us to ask if the future of digital healthcare is entirely machine to machine.
It's a wild frontier to consider.
Oh.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. Whether you're optimizing a clinic in Hyderabad or just trying to understand the algorithms shaping our health, stay curious, keep learning, and we'll catch you next time as we continue to explore the ideas shaping our world.